things all at a quarter to three.
Happy birthday, Johnny Cola. Remember, one of my favorite bands. I do love Huey Lewis and the News. Johnny Cola plays guitar, he plays saxophone. He's got the sax solo in this tune. The Heart of Rock and Roll. Also co-wrote this one. Co-wrote a couple of Huey Lewis and the News' big hits. Of course, big with sports in 83 and soundtrack to Back to the Future. Johnny Cola from Huey Lewis and the News turns 68 years old today. 68 for Johnny Cola. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for being with us. As you know, if you've been with us all week, I've been here all weekend, last Thursday and Friday, and I'll be here tomorrow. But Steve will be back on Monday. Always love filling in, talking with the Steve Gruber Show audience, and sharing with you some of my musical passion. That's why we look back in history, birthdays and death days and anniversaries and number ones, etc. We just give you a taste of what's happened on this day in the past when it comes to music. One of my passions in life. That's why I host that show, that podcast, Political Beats for National Review, nationalreview.com. Click on podcasts. You'll find it there or where fine podcasts are found. We just talk music with people in the world of politics. That's what it comes down to. No politics at all. Just great, great music. And we've got a big episode coming up next. The most recent one, though, The Zombies and Argent with Randy Barnett from Georgetown Law School. And also has written a couple of books. Mentioned before the break, we found out the jobs numbers for June later this morning, I think at 8:30 is when that number comes out. Gun sales spike. FBI background checks have set a new record in the U.S. What could be happening here in this country that would cause people to want to exercise their Second Amendment rights? It's just a mystery, right? Background checks for gun sales spikes in June, setting a new record for the highest number of checks in 1 month. National Instant Criminal Background Check System conducted 3.9 million checks in June, an increase of 70% year over year. Last month's numbers broke the previous record of 2.7 million checks set in March. Already this year, the FBI has recorded 19 million background checks in the system, more than were recorded during the first 14 years of the system. Only 6 months into 2020, the surge in checks is nearing last year's record of 28 million background checks. That's not a representation of gun sales, but it's used to estimate the number of weapons that trade hands across the country. Small arms analytics and forecasting, which I know you guys subscribe to, estimates 2.3 million firearms were sold in June, a year-over-year increase of 145% from last year. The Washington Examiner also reporting a backlog on weapons, ammunition, and parts. The marketing director for one of the biggest sellers in the nation, Hyatt Guns of Charlotte, North Carolina, said, "I've been in the business for 14 years. I've never seen this much demand. There are shortages of nearly every single defensive firearm currently manufactured." Why, oh, why could we be seeing this spike in gun sales? It's just, who can put two and two together? Oh, yes, yes. We see examples of it almost every day on the news. We see those two homeowners in St. Louis area, who had protesters break down a gate, walk onto their private property, and then threaten them. And they responded. We see what happened in Utah. You hear what happened in Utah? I don't think this has been covered by any of the major news networks. I don't think it's been touched by CNN at all. But during a protest earlier this week, one of the protesters shot a bystander, a motorist who was driving by. It's all on video. Goodness gracious, TV stations love video. They can't find a reason to use this, not even a still frame, a video frame grab where you can see the gun being pointed and shot at the driver of an SUV. If this happened at a Trump rally or near a Trump rally, you'd have nonstop 24/7 coverage about how the president is contributing to a violent atmosphere. He's got to lower the rhetoric. You have innocent bystanders being harmed at these rallies. It's the other way, and of course, we hear nothing. Two people have been arrested, though, in connection with that shooting. The victim was shot in his car, a 60-year-old Provo, Utah resident, still hospitalized as of Tuesday, but stable, according to police. The man was not part of the protest, not part of a counter-protest, just in the area. Jesse Taggart of Salt Lake City, arrested for investigation of attempted aggravated murder. He also faces allegations of aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury, rioting, threatening use of a weapon in a fight, and more. Another person arrested for investigation of obstruction of justice and rioting. Victim was driving on University Avenue in Provo, Utah, trying to turn when a group of protesters began crowding around the vehicle. A male protester ran to the SUV on the passenger side, pointed a handgun at the driver, and shot one round through the window. The driver then struck by that bullet, hit the gas trying to leave the situation. Cell phone video recorded shows the SUV pushing through the protesters. Yeah, guy was just shot. The gunman then ran after the vehicle, fired a second round that went through the rear passenger window. After the shooting video, the video shows the gunman concealing his firearm and continuing to protest. Well, sure, of course. The same protester later approached another vehicle, striking and breaking the window with the handgun. Have you heard about this? Had you heard about this? Perhaps, depending how closely you follow the news. But by and large, your regular media news sources are not talking or telling you about this. And just try to imagine the over-the-top rhetoric if this had happened outside of a Trump rally where a Trump supporter shoots a bystander and then goes after and shoots again through the window of the car. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thursday, Steve.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.